This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
I love when listeners harken back to things that happened on the show 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 years, whatever it may be ago. Wait, here's a text. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Wait, so Hooters is closing? Damn you, Ross Tucker.
So, for those of you who don't know, Ross Tucker had once claimed that if you really like a restaurant, you shouldn't tell anybody about it.
Right.
Because then it'll be harder to get reservations or the crowds will be too many.
Yes.
So we had it as the worst take of the year for a while. That's been supplanted, but good job, listener.
Good job.
Ross Tucker at one point probably said something on Twitter about Hooters
about
being
Hooters?
A fun place, and now they're bankrupt.
Does Ross strike
Or no, I guess he didn't. Yeah, because he refused to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he refused to say anything.
Yep.
Yeah, even though he enjoyed it,
now they're
destitute.
Yep. Now they're not. They've closed locations. Just to be clear, they're
in bankruptcy. What's crazy? It's coming full circle on that.
What's happened?
I can remember in high school the first time Hooters came to our city. We were a suburb of Rochester, and it would have been 1991 or 92.
Yeah,
I can remember guys at my high school being like, we gotta go to Webster to go to, there's a Hooters coming. So they skipped school for a day to go to
Hooters.
Yes. Like a 40-minute drive.
At that age, worth it.
Yeah. Well, it was a big deal back in the day.
That was always the funniest thing to me, like, there'd be cities that have a Hooters, like, oh, I wonder what a Hooters is like in Rochester. Like, no, every city has enough good-looking women to fill a staff at Hooters.
Or enough women to fill a staff at Hooters. Yeah, they can fill a staff. There's a difference.
Dude.
There's a difference between the Rochester Hooters and the South Florida Hooters.
Well,
I grew up
in Hartford, Connecticut, which isn't actually exactly the Beacon. Our buddy John, who listens to the show, I hang out with the Lizards, literally just texted, dude, the Hooters in your hometown of Hartford was solid. He goes up there on business a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is what we take pride in. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Being the insurance capital of the world and a solid Hooters. Thanks, John.
Wait, is there more than just, is Hartford where all the insurance companies are?
Yeah, it's the insurance. That's where a lot of them are headquartered.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
I guess I should have known that.
Yeah.
I also didn't know the name for the hashtag. We're watching
Octothorpe.
I had zero clue.
We watched game shows last night here.
Yeah.
For those wondering, we watched Split Second and
for
The Wall.
We were waiting for the Cougs game to start, at which point Sean fell asleep immediately. But I was
up for The Wall.
I don't think I've ever heard that in my entire life, and both you and Parker Hillis, our program director, knew it. I felt really dumb.
I did not know it. I was just guessing. It sounded right to me.
Oh, you know that's in the multiple choice portion.
Yeah, it just sounded right. So I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Octothorpe.
I thought it didn't sound right because there's 9 squares in that hashtag where I thought, like, okay, octo would have made,
Octothorpe. Is it the 8 on the, is the, no, it's the pound is its own button. Never mind.
Yeah.
Octothorpe. All right, mock draft injection. Let's get to this here. Garrett Podell, CBSSports.com, has this mock draft out. I admit sometimes I pick them based on who the person is that's putting them out. Like, you always pick a Daniel Jeremiah mock draft because he's a well-respected. I'm not saying Garrett Podell is not a well-respected voice. I'm not as familiar with him. But when I like his pick, I'm going to use this mock draft here. So let's do it. Mock draft injection time. With the 25th pick in the Garrett Podell CBSSports.com mock draft, Houston Texans select Matthew Golden, wide receiver, University of Texas.
Yeah, Matthew Golden's somebody to get excited about.
Tell me about him, Mel
Kiper.
He's
tough, he's gritty, he'll go up after it and win contested catches, and he does it in big moments, but he's just very, very twitchy. He's like a cricket on meth, Sean. He's twitchy. He is all twitched up. And to the point where he gets away with not being a really polished route runner.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seems like he's a good dude. I think he's going to accept coaching. He plays all over in all three positions at wide receivers. Mm-hmm. So he's a little bit on the smaller side, but he's not Tank Dell small. He's about 6'1", 190, I believe. I'd be really excited about Matthew Golden.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, obviously, he's played in big games and big moments, and he's come up big in big games and big moments.
He has got Cougar ties. He was with the University of Houston, and then NIL set in.
Yeah.
And he wound up at the University. Yada, yada, yada. He wound up a Longhorn.
So he's already rich.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's got money.
That's a plus.
Off the board, yeah. There's one thing I want out of my draft picks. Money. They need to be rich. And they actually kind of do. If there's a draft pick that hasn't compiled a lot of NIL money yet, I've got questions.
I'd like to start to base it on...
I started as a joke, but then I'm like, no, I'm kind of serious,
I wonder, though, now they're... You know, we've talked to Sari about this in the early days of NIL. It is one extra data point that you've got to look at is, all right, how did this guy handle his NIL stuff? Was it a distraction for him or anything else? And maybe it's a little bit better of a preview of which guys are mature enough to handle the NFL.
100%.
It's a big, and it's more so than back when I played. It's always been really good money. I'm not whining about you know, guys making more now. But there is a level now to where when you get into the second through seventh round picks and even the rookie free agents, they're making so much more money, like above and beyond the effect of inflation, than they used to, that I feel like it's for every NFL player now, you've got that concern. Because, like, okay, back in the day, the rookie salary, the rookie minimum was like $97,000, which even adjust that for inflation, it's a lot of money, but it's not, you know, I don't have to work for a few years if I don't want to money. You know, it's not buy your mom two Escalades type of money.
No.
Where now the minimums are so high that I feel like every single player – a lot of them are probably better off having had NIL for a couple of years because they've made some mistakes, but they've also learned how to manage it, and it's not as much of a shock to their system when they get to the NFL.
Or they've actually gone through the process of finding somebody to manage it for them.
Right.
Who's done a good job.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry. Like,
it's one less hurdle that you're thinking about or distraction as you're trying to focus on football.
Yeah, yeah. No, I 100% believe.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Leave that. All right, so still off the board at that for this draft were Kelvin Banks, Armon Membu, Kenneth Grant. Wow, a lot of guys. Burden, Ibuka, the two wide receivers. Still on the board were Gray Zabel. Dylan Booker was still on the board, and Donovan Jackson still on the board. Would you rather Matthew Golden or any of the offensive linemen that were still sitting there at 25 right now?
Oh, I think, again, it depends on what they've done in free agency. At this point,
sure.
Let's say they didn't sign anybody in free agency.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Do you like Booker?
Damn it.
Booker or Golden?
Booker. Give me Booker.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
If we're going to be in a good position, Sean. This is if they pick at 25. I have yet to see a pick that the Texans have taken one of these mock drafts where I don't feel good about it.
Yeah,
it's that kind of a draft this year. It's not that I've lowered my expectations or anything. It looks like it's probably going to work out pretty well for the Texans. Now it's all a crapshoot, one way or the other. You never know for sure if a guy's going to work out. But it doesn't feel like you're going to be scrounging for scraps at 25.
No, there are guys there you and I like. Then the question becomes, do they take any of those guys?
Well, and that's the nice thing about wide receiver right now is that you already have your Nico Collins.
Yes.
If this was a team, if the Texans were a team that was choosing 25 and we didn't feel good about any of the wide receivers, then you start to feel like, oh, crap, But then the other positions you need, interior offensive line especially, lots of times – the best guard in the draft isn't, or certainly the second best guard in the draft might not go until late in the first round.
You know that well.
It's just that type of position.
Yep.
So defensive tackle is a little bit of a different scenario, and yet there's still, in this draft class, there's a lot of guys you can feel good about at 25 and later.
Agreed. Pettycast. I think this is the Pettycast Seth has been looking forward to most. Have you listened to any of the James Gladstone audio yet?
Just the ones you played for me yesterday. I know you've got like six here that are
awesome.
There's
four cuts and one of them is gonna give Texan fans flashbacks to somebody.
Oh.
Somebody not good.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yes. Love that in the Pettycast. We do the Pettycast. We get super petty. Start texting yours into the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line 713-572-4610. What are you petty about? We'll get to that next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.